Well, Paul Broderick, a name familiar to football fans, particularly those who loved his work for the Lions and the Tigers, has been now for the best part of a decade part of the AFL Sports Ready program. And on a day when young people are getting their ATAR scores and ATAR rankings, I believe it is. I had a teacher from Glen SMS through. It is a ranking. And futures are being considered. It's timely to speak to a man who has, as part of his portfolio, the managing of pathways for young people into a career in sport. Good morning to you, Paul.
G'day, Vonnie. How are you going?
Very well. Now, you know, I often mention you, Paul, when we talk about goal kicking, which is so often brought up every time Collingwood play, and people go, "Well, you know, how comes we can't teach our players to kick a goal? We need to get Anthony Rocker or Peter Hudson." So you need Paul Broderick. Now, I just thought you were a magnificent kicker goal who had a skill so honed, the ability to land the ball between the goal umpire and the fence. You seem to always kick the right distance. So,
yeah.
So there's another profession for you, Paul. Another pathway.
Oh, I don't know about that, Barney. I think I was just lucky, mate. They come off the boot okay there a few times. So.
No, you were beautiful. And I actually checked one day on AFL tables. The numbers actually back it up. You are statistically one of our best. But something to be said, I guess, kicking the distance and covering the distance. There's no extra points for kicking it into the grandstand. If that's how you kick well, I guess that's how you should kick.
Yeah. No, I think it just comes down to routine, Vonnie, and just having a system in place that you practice repeatedly, and then hopefully when you get to the opportunity on the game day, then it just sort of comes second nature and you just go through that process and hopefully she gets through the big sticks.
Now, for kids who haven't made it on the football field, so much passion, guys and girls, and especially for young girls, as numbers now more reflect our numbers in society, which last time I checked run close to 50-50, not quite, but so many opportunities for a career through sport, and the AFL Sports Ready program takes up that role. Tell us a little bit about it and the role that you play, and for parents and kids today who got those all-important rankings,
yep,
where do they head? What's the next step for them?
Yeah, well, some of the kids will get their ATAR score today, and them and their parents will look at possibly a university pathway, and others will maybe not have got the ranking that they hope to have achieved and will be thinking, well, what's the next phase for me in my journey? And AFL Sports Ready can offer, you know, an education and employment pathway where these young people can get a nationally recognised qualification and gain some practical experience in the workplace, which is paid employment. And it could be in that from that they give them that 12-month opportunity of working within a sporting organisation or other industries, and that gives them a little bit of a taste of working life, and then also it gives them a bit of an idea of maybe then the following year of what they may look to continue on with their own journey and pathway. So, yeah, some of our kids don't go to uni and through a traineeship model then decide that that's definitely the pathway they'd like to take. And we have a partnership with La Trobe University as an alternative way for some of our trainees who do a Certificate 4 qualification can then get general entry into some of the La Trobe University models. And then we have that across Australia with all our different state university partners. So, yeah, it's not all doom and gloom for some of them, even though they might have been a bit disappointed initially with what results they achieved. There is different journeys you can take and to get to ultimately where you want to hopefully land in your own future pathway and employment journey.
So, Paul, what's the linkage with the AFL? I mean, people would say AFL, yep, and think it's, you know, they're going to go work in footy, but it's probably not that simple. But perhaps explain how that works.
Yeah, so the AFL 20 years ago really set up a model where they wanted to support the footballers post their career through either injury or possibly being dropped off a list. And Kevin Sheedy and Bill Kelty really got together over a couple of red wines and had this concept and idea of how can they support the players, and a traineeship and apprenticeship model was discussed. And from that, we were created, I suppose, to initially help the players in their own journey. And then since they've become more and more professional, it's allowed us as a business to open up a wider breadth of opportunities for just young people in general to come through and get some practical experience in a sports-related industry or other industries now. We even work within the arts and creative industries where we're offering similar type of traineeship models to that sector. And it's just another alternative way for young people to look at getting really good practical experience in the workplace and also achieve a nationally recognised qualification as part of that model. So,
I reckon, Paul, there would be parents listening this morning, and as you said, maybe the scores didn't match up to expectations, or they were bracing themselves for scores that were not going to get their kids straight into university.
Yep.
Knowing their children and a love for sport, this really, because often it's the end prize that motivates young people into a more serious approach to study, whether it's secondary or tertiary or various other guises that it takes. It offers a heck of a lot of hope, I would have thought, because there's such a passion for sport and football in this town. And I think maybe we've put a smile on some frowning faces this morning.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, a lot of the AFL clubs do support a traineeship pathway, so your Collingwoods and North Melbourne and Hawthorns, to name a couple, have consistently offered traineeship models within their organisation. So they're really enjoyable, I suppose, models that young boys and girls, and we do, you're right, Vinnie, we have about 50% ratio now where young women come into our models, and which is great for us to be able to offer those pathways. And then we also have an ability to work within the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander space with traineeship models we do, and moving into even multicultural space now. So we're becoming more diverse, I suppose, on the opportunities we can provide young people in general. And that's exciting for us as a business to hopefully be a small step in their journey, but hopefully an important step that they make in the next 12 months or so in their pathway.
So finally, Paul, for any mum or dad that's pulled the car over and frantically searching for a pen, which has probably fallen between the seat and the centre console, which means you'll never get it again, and a bit of paper, or if they're at home, a number or a website where they can make that first positive step.
Yeah, for sure. They can go to our website, www.aflsportsready.com.au, and we'll have some current jobs available there for them to have a look at and get a bit of a taste of what we offer. And then if they want to ring us, they're welcome on 8413 3501.
And also just received a good SMS. Is there an age limit for the applicants?
No, well, a number of young ones will be post-school leavers this year or may have been out of school for 12 months. But we range probably from 16-year-olds through to probably your early 20s, generally coming through our program. Yeah, so that's the sort of age bracket, I suppose, we roughly work with. But we can go more experienced people, but generally that's sort of the cohort that work through our programs.
Thanks a lot, Paul.